The EPA says 900 lakes nationwide were chosen randomly for the study. The survey will include both natural and artificial lakes and ponds and reservoirs as long as they're at least 3 feet deep and larger than 10 acres. Some lakes that were looked at during a 1972 study on nutrient problems will be re-examined to spot trends. DNR limnologist Tim Asplund says it was in 1972 that the Clean Water Act was passed.
To ensure that our waters are fishable and swimmable, and in some cases drinkable, and this is one way to try to evaluate whether we're making any progress.
Asplund says the DNR has tried to do that before.
The states have to give a report every 2 years to the EPA, and a report to Congress on the status of lakes and rivers and waters in each state. But the problem has been that each state does things a little differently. And so it's hard to get a national picture of what's going on.
Asplund predicts the survey will find more problems with runoff from farms and shoreline homes and may also document newer concerns with invasive plants and animals. The 29 Wisconsin lakes range from relatively tiny Buckskin Lake in Florence County to Lake Winnebago, which covers 133,000 acres. About two-thirds of the 29 lakes are in the northern part of the state. A final national report is due in 2009. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.